I walk in strength and victory. Welcome to Diaries of a Girl in Love with Jesus. Welcome to hashtag Wake Up with Diaries of a Girl in Love with Jesus. My name is Felista Christ, and Christ is my relative. I am a girl in love with Jesus, and Jesus is all that matters to me. I'm addicted to Jesus. It is a beautiful morning to be here. It is a beautiful blessing to be here this morning to share the word of God. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for who you are, for how amazing you are, for your greatness, for your loving kindness, for your favor, for your mercies that are new each and every morning. Thank you this day that we walk in the light of those designer mercies. Thank you that all that you have set for us to do this day, we accomplish it by the Spirit of God. Thank you that we are not retrogressing in our work, that we are moving from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. Thank you that you are indeed our strength now by the Spirit of God, in whom we live, move, and have our being, in whom we record this podcast. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bearing us up always. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Shalom, God bless you. Let's begin today's devotional. Our topic today is increasing strength and glory, and we're reading from the book of Acts 9:22, and it says, but Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. I repeat, but Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. Acts 9:22. Years ago, while I was having a lot of opposition, I set my face like a flint and focused on something God had told me. He said, be courageous. I will not fail you, and I will not forsake you. It was an instruction from God. Therefore, it made no difference who was against me or what was happening around me. I couldn't be bothered. There wasn't going to be any fear. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, I was endued with courage, and I have been ever since. This is Pastor Chris speaking. When God tells you to be courageous, it's because He knows there's trouble out there. Let's continue. Where were we? Here we are. All right, so our theme verse says, Saul increased in more strength. To increase in strength means that the Lord enabled him. The Greek actually expressed it as to be made strong. He was increased in strength. This is an inner strength. He was empowered from within to be able to accomplish more. This is what the Lord does for His children. He strengthens you from within. As you increase in strength, you increase in glory. This is what has happened with the gospel of Jesus Christ in these last days. All right? It has increased in strength and it has increased in glory. We are in a special time in the world today with Rhapsody of Realities reaching billions of people in their native language. Millions of ministries are partnering together with us for the common goal of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. These aren't the kind of things anyone could have planned. They are happening by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That grace is at work in you today to accomplish more than you've ever done for the Lord. You won't be afraid. You won't falter. You'll rise up to the occasion and win because you are empowered from within. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So yes, we are increasing in glory and we are increasing in strength, not by might or power, but by the Spirit of God. Shalom. God bless you. Let's take the prayer and further study. I pray that you're strengthened in all that God has called you to do, and every instruction that you've been given that you ought to achieve, I pray that you receive grace to actually receive it and do it excellently. Shalom, God bless you. Let's take the prayer and the further study. Prayer and further study. Here we are. Dear Father, thank you for your supernatural grace that's at work in me.
I'm strengthened and energized for increased productivity and greater effectiveness by your spirit today. I can do all things and change the circumstances of my life to conform to your perfect will for me. Through your spirit that has worked in me mightily. Hallelujah. Father, study Philippians 4:13. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Praise the Lord. Colossians 1:29. Amplified Classic. For this I labor unto weariness, striving with all the superhuman energy which he so mightily enkindles and works within me. Acts 18:9-10. Oh, I love that verse in Colossians 1:29. Acts 18:9-10 says, 18:9-10. And when there is no Acts 18:9. So Acts 18:9-10. And one night the Lord said to Paul in a vision, have no fear, but speak and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no man shall assault you to harm you, for I have many people in this city. Then Joshua 1:7, only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you again tomorrow for hashtag Wake Up with Diaries of a Girl in Love with Jesus. Shalom. All right, so repeat this after me. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now a child of God. And if you've said this prayer, please reach out to me. You can email me at felistacrass@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at Diaries of a Girl in Love with Jesus. All right, on Twitter at Felista Christ, Facebook Felista Christ. Yeah, TikTok Felista Christ. Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you again tomorrow for hashtag Wake Up with Diaries of a Girl in Love with Jesus. Shalom. And congratulations.